As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Monday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. If you are in today, thank you very much for getting up with us. There are some of you who have the day off. I know that because one of them lives with me and sleeps with me. Her name is Amy Pendergast. She has a day off today.
That's, what's she doing?
She ain't listening to us right now, I can tell you that.
You know what? There's a holiday that some, I know a lot of Polish Americans celebrate. It's the day after Easter.
Okay.
And I forget what it's called.
Yeah.
It's a funny name.
I don't know if Deer Park has a high Polish constituency there. That's the ISD that she is a part of. But at any rate, I know a lot of you are back in the saddle today. We appreciate you getting up with us. Not a great night last night on many fronts for the Houston sports scene, including the first playoff basketball game in 5 years. And the Golden State Warriors coming to town. And Seth, well, first of all, how are you doing this morning, my friend? Did you have a nice weekend?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm good on this Dingus Day.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it's called? That's genuinely what it's called, Dingus Day.
Dingus Day.
Yeah.
All right. Way to go, Poland.
They got a lot of water fights and stuff, which is always fun. And up in Poland, I'm sure, this time
of
year.
Hold up. Hold up. Water fights? Is that what you said? Okay, so I can.
Well, men spray or douse women with water as a playful gesture,
dude,
symbolizing the end of Lent and the start of spring.
I think it's running
got a little bit more. I think it goes a little deeper in that. Is like we're cleansing these women and making them pure.
Well,
or
it's not going to stop me from taking one of those big huge water guns called the ones that look like rifles.
Yeah, water cannons
almost.
There and just go Dingus Day.
Dude,
I am
Dingus Daying my way through Kroger after the show today. I'm just gonna whoosh.
Happy Dingus Day.
Happy
you filthy heathens.
I'm going to have goggles on and a big water gun, and I'm just going to, just the women, I'm going to spray them, and I'm going to scream, Happy Dingus Day, all. Yes.
It's you're a cleansing rain the same way Robert De Niro was in Taxi Driver. So exactly like that. Which is what, I felt like I was watching Taxi Driver last night watching the Rockets.
Okay,
I'm like,
good segue.
Hey, you know what? Maybe this Taxi Driver is just trying to do something. Oh, no, he just sucks.
Nope.
Oh, the Rockets. Hey. How many times did Kevin Durant pop into your little brain last night?
Three or four. I'm not going to lie. I mean, as they were trying to score buckets in the half court, and they're just dribbling blindly into traffic and turning the ball over and chunking up turnaround contested threes and things like that. And like, no, several times he cracked. And let's start there. That's one of several things that had me very angry this morning about this game last night.
They ruined Dingus Day. The Rockets ruined Dingus Day.
They did. They did.
You shoot 30% from the floor, 20% from three.
Yeah.
The worst thing about that game, Sean, is that the one thing they can hang their hat on, the rebounds, they absolutely dominated the glass.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. But you can't shoot.
No. No. Whoa. Well, you can't. It's not even that you can't shoot. Like they and this and credit to Golden State on this. And those of you just honestly, there's probably some of you waking up because the game went so late. 95-85, the final score. The Warriors beat the Rockets in game one. In a game that I'm still struggling on how to feel about because I'm so frustrated with just the complete junior high offense that gets run by this team while giving credit to Golden State for being a big part of that. And yet, at the same time, you know, they're down four with about 5-6 minutes to go in the game, and they could not be playing any worse offensively. Steph Curry could probably not, against the Rockets, not be playing any better offensively. And Jimmy Butler is pretty good too, and they're, you know, they're still in this thing at that point.
They reeled it. They reeled it in. I mean, they had a lead for the majority of the first quarter. They reeled it back five different times to make it a close game.
Yeah.
I guess that's what I keep telling myself. And you reminded me this morning when I looked at the show prep that, all right, I don't do what every single person always does, which is after game one of a playoff series, freak out and act like it could never be any different. But the Golden State did not play well either. Mm-mm. They're not – that these circus shots by Steph Curry, even though he makes more circus shots than anybody else, as Kevin Harlan called one of the shots geometrically impossible.
I know exactly
shot.
Which one he's talking about, too. It's that one in the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, it was brutal.
And Golden State didn't look impressive either. And yet they've got three guys on their team that have over 100 games of playoff experience. The Rockets on the floor last night had zero people with 100 games or more of playoff experience. Mm-hmm. And like when you're holding the game into the 70s going into the fourth quarter, that's ugly basketball. And you had a chance, you know, to just. By shooting better than 30%.
Yeah.
By Van Vliet, just please show up.
Yeah, show up.
Make your easy shots. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, that was, I think, the most frustrating thing for me, Seth. And we'll break this game down a ton today on the show. And they're not back at it till Wednesday here for game two. That obviously now is a must win. The most frustrating thing for me is that all the narratives that everybody who wasn't picking the Rockets going into this game, All the reasons people like you, me, and a lot of people in Houston that have watched this team all year, including watching them 2 weeks ago, dominate this very Golden State team, that a lot of those narratives came exactly true. You know, the Golden State Warriors had two guys that when they needed baskets, they could go get baskets for them, Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry. And even this Podziemski character was going and getting buckets at times in this game, too. The Rockets didn't have that. The Rockets looked completely discombobulated in the half court. I was told this was the reason we're paying Fred VanVleet $43 million a year, is for leadership and the ability to kind of floor general the Rockets into some hoops. They were even when they were scoring, Seth, it was all off of second chance points and like unsustainable things like Alperen Şengün step back three, stuff like that. I kept looking over at Amy even after made baskets. I'm like, this isn't real basketball. It's they're missing shots. They're getting second and third chances at it, which is great. But you cannot grit and grind and second chance your way, even to the Western Conference Finals. Forget about an NBA Finals. Like you've got to at some point, you've got to get open shots and you've got to knock down open shots. And I think the biggest disappointment to me is the fact that Jalen Green's playoff debut was such a disaster. That he went 3-for-15, and it was because he looked like a rookie at times out there. Just dribbling into traffic, out of control. I would have left him on the bench in the fourth quarter of this game.
And we give him credit for some of the maturing and advancement that he's made this year, a lot of the maturing and advancement. But now you look at him, I'm going into this game, his last three games, he was 2-for-7 April 9th. He was 3-for-10. Versus the Lakers, he was 0-for-7 versus Denver, and then he just absolutely no-shows in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can get in hindsight, go back and say that, your strategy of resting these guys, Udoka, and being sure they're nice and fresh, it worked in winning the rebounding battle.
Yeah.
And it did zero to help them actually turn into any kind of a shooting team.
Yeah, there's Jalen Green. I thought... Well, then we get into the free throw shooting, which was just a disaster. Yeah, Amen Thompson misses the first two free throws of the game and kind of set
the
course.
Did they break 50?
No,
they were Anthony Richardson at the free throw line.
11-20. Yeah, the 11-20. They were 55% from the.
Who would you take in a clutch moment? Anthony Richardson to complete a 15-yard out, or any given rocket to shoot a free throw.
To make a free throw, that it's a debate, yeah. I think illustrates the exact point you're trying to make. It was.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
I thought the key sequence, because we're sitting here complaining, and we should. They lost, and they looked terrible offensively in doing so. They played pretty well defensively. Steph Curry was just making shots where, I was watching the Space City feed, and there were so many shots Steph was making where Ryan Hollins afterwards was going, can't defend it any better than that, which is true. He's got a guy in his face, and he's just doing Steph things. I thought the key sequence in the game, Steph, the sequence that kind of put the game away for the Warriors was, it's 79-75 somehow the Rockets are only down by four. The refs miss a ball knocked out of bounds at about midcourt that clearly on replay bounced off of Draymond Green's hand. Rockets couldn't challenge it because Ime lost his challenge the trip down the floor right before that. And what I thought was a good challenge, that play could have gone either way. It was an Amen Thompson block. Got called a block, thought it was a charge. I thought it might get overturned. It didn't. You don't have any challenges. So the refs miss a call on Draymond. The Warriors inbound the ball, and Steph hits one of those shots we're talking about. Now it's 82-75. And the Rockets actually get stops, three straight possessions.
Yeah.
And they do nothing on the other end. The one thing they did on the other end was get second chances on each trip down the floor. But there were Fred VanVleet three-pointers that were... Fred VanVleet shot a pull-up three-pointer off of a turnover. Like, what is going on? On a night where he couldn't make anything. Jabari's turning the ball over. I don't blame him. He had a pretty decent game. But that was the sequence, because then ultimately... The Rockets eventually did get it back to four after that, but then the Warriors came down, hit like two threes, and it was over. So that was the sequence there where I thought they really had a chance to do something. They had the Warriors kind of scrambling offensively a little bit. So are you, for Wednesday, more optimistic that the Rockets were actually in a game where they played like garbage? I mean, utter garbage offensively. Or are you feeling like this is what this series is going to be like?
I feel like this is what this series is going to be like. And that's where I'm trying to remind myself. I was trying to figure out exactly when the game broke 70. The score was 69-62, Golden State, with 11 minutes and 7 seconds left. But Golden State is... They're very, very much better with Jimmy Butler out there, but it's not like they're a great NBA team.
No.
And the Rockets were doing a lot of the things that they're supposed to be doing. They held the game to below the 70s going well into the fourth quarter, And you've got to have some semblance of credible shooting. Now, the biggest thing that worries me is just that, man, when the Warriors in the past have just figured out a way to make life really difficult for Jalen Green, the Rockets simply don't have enough other guys that can actually fill in the spaces.
Yeah.
And all they have to do is just fill in the spaces, just play competent basketball offensively. And yes, you're very much in that game.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll talk myself into optimism within the next 36 hours.
We'll talk later. I mean, we'll kind of maybe break down the performances from last night. It was, there was some good. I thought the stretch that Steven Adams was in there and he was just a monster on the glass was
he was the only guy that had a positive plus minus in the game. He was plus four, or the only Rocket that had a positive plus
that
minus.
Felt like it too, like that was that, you know, even Alperen Şengün, who had a good game I thought and was excellent in the first half of that game. You know, he still had a bunch of turnovers in the game, you know, like, so that was,
oh, the turnovers. What was the turnover battle shot?
It was 16-11. The Rockets, but the Golden State putting some distance between the two teams was fueled so much by turnovers that it felt like 25 turnovers last night. All right. So we'll talk plenty about that. We'll hear from Ime Udoka in the next segment. What did he think of the Rockets, especially offensively? Jalen Green, the half court offense. We'll get into all that. We'll get into the Astros, too. Overall, a decent weekend, considering who the opponent was. But last night, just more of the same. Tough night last night on the old TVs for you Houston sports fans.
Nice
for
to
us.
See Yuli.
Yeah. Not snaring line drives in the eighth inning. I didn't like that
boy,
at all.
Man, that was... No, it was awful. It was awful watching Yuli snare that line drive.
I love him.
The Christian Walker. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing, Christian Walker, we'll talk about Christian Walker in my bipolar relationship with him.
Yep. Yeah, we'll talk about that in the next segment for sure. Headlines coming up a little later on as well. It's draft week, too, so we've got that to get to.
The NFL?
Plenty of draft, though. The NFL has their player selection forum this week on Thursday called the NFL Draft. So we'll get to all that and a whole lot more on a Monday. Appreciate you jumping on with us here.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeens strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.